This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 20 for Sunday, October 7th, 2012. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network. Welcome.
Thank you.
This is our first weekend back home without actually being at a Penn show.
Thank God.
Although right now the San Francisco show is going on as we speak.
We're going to have to do that next year, I think.
Yeah, I think we just had that discussion not 15 minutes ago.
You know, who needs to be home for 3 weeks, right? We just tour around the country, you, me, some dirty laundry, and a bunch of pens. It's all good.
That's good.
That's what it's going to be.
Wow. How do I top that? Where do I move on with that? So... I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Now, from my perspective, I don't hear you in your office, and that doesn't look like your office.
Well, you know, it's not. This would be the new remote location. This would happen to be the new and improved pen room.
Yay!
So we are nearing completion.
Oh, thank God.
We finally got the bookshelves up on Friday. So four large bookshelves. Pretty much cover most of one wall.
I think it's 16 feet long and 6 feet high.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much room at the top of the bookshelves. But... And we got some grid up so we could hang a few things, which was an ingenious idea by someone on the other end of this conversation. So we have all the cartridges, ink cartridges, the micromesh, some of the quiver, and some of those things that we hang up normally, easily accessible, so we know what we have, which is pretty nice.
Yep, inventory is going to be a lot easier.
Yep. Yeah. So, but, yeah, you can already see
we've got some of the stuff up there. We just started to unpack boxes. We'll get more of the inventory on the shelves this afternoon and tomorrow. It's a slow process since we're trying to be super organized about it, and we get sidetracked if you want to know the truth, like, oh, I haven't seen this pen in a while. You take it out. Next thing you know, we're like playing with pens or checking out the ink. But we already need more shelves. I spoke to Joe on Friday, and I think he's going to build us four that are about 4 feet high, and then we're going to need another two for under the grid. So at least six more, maybe more. We'll just keep the man busy all winter.
Yeah, I hope he invites us to his Christmas party this year.
I know. We've certainly given him enough money. He can afford a cup of eggnog.
Yeah, we could sponsor the eggnog or eggnog.
Sponsored by Anderson Penn's.
Yeah, so that'll be nice. You know, we literally have Penn stuff everywhere in the house.
Except in the kids' rooms.
Except in the kids' room, right.
And the bathroom. I don't think there's anything in the bathrooms.
Well, there was once, right? There was a Penn that you hid for me in there.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, did you hide one? You hid one in the bathroom. It was anniversary 1 year?
Yeah, I just hide them and kind of hope that you find them so that then I have to buy another one because you just get so excited.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So if I find...
Sort of like hide and seek.
So if I find whatever you bought for me for our anniversary, you'll buy me something else?
Yeah. I will.
Okay.
Like... socks or something.
I'm totally tearing apart the house tonight. Right after this podcast done.
There you go. So tell the rest of the pen world about the pen room, though.
Well, it's we got the bamboo flooring in, which is so nice.
It's pretty.
We got it's nice and cozy down here. Actually, the walls now are insulated. We have two large. What are they about? 6 foot long baseboard heaters in here. If we want to turn them on,
I don't know that we'll need them in the winter, but yeah, it's a nice option.
We'll find out in probably in a couple of weeks, a month or so. The insulation, we've got some nice area rugs too that we picked out that really kind of go along with the rest of the decor. Really kind of make a few things pop. Probably one of our favorite additions yesterday, the wine cooler, which neatly tucks underneath the stairs.
Yep.
And is thankfully right now partly filled with some nice wine and some other beverages. But we still need a couple of chairs and a footstool so we can kind of relax and work down here in the winter. But those will come soon. And right now, pretty much most of the floor is occupied by open boxes and we can't sit anyway. So
grid pieces and what else? Packages to ship. We're moving shipping down there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We need a bigger table. We have a small skinny table down there for now, but it's coming along. It's a work in progress, but it's just nice to have at least some of the stuff headed downstairs to one central location.
Yep. And we've been picking out some artwork amongst the dozens of options available to us. Lisa got in Detroit last weekend, and we didn't mention this, and it's kind of big, so
let's see if I can hold it up.
A very large, that's about what, 3 feet high, 4 feet high, 3 feet.
Let's measure it. Not quite a yard.
Okay.
A yard is here. It's probably, it might be, doesn't say. It's big.
Yeah. A Pelican calendar with some nice vintage, vintage ads in them. So we'll probably, we're going to take a couple of those out. And
get them. It's going to be obnoxious.
Yeah, like that one. Like a lot of people have seen that particular one.
That's going to go on the wall.
That's going on the wall. That's just too cool. So
yep.
That, and we have, of course, I was the bad cartoon contest winner for FP Geeks on the auctioned off one of their first bad cartoon on eBay, and I was the lucky winner. So that's going up on the wall. Yep. I think we have I have some nice calligraphy from
a customer.
From one of our customers. That's going to go on the wall. Actually, it happens to be seasonal, so that'll be appropriate. What
couple
else?
Couple ads.
Couple ads, maybe.
Yep. Couple ads. Maybe take some stuff from your office. You've got a lot in there.
Oh no. We're not taking. No.
Okay. All right. We'll take some of the stuff we don't have hung up in your office, and we'll move it down there.
There was something else too. What was it?
Was it Bill and Nancy gave us something?
Yes, that's right. I think it was a 1995 Washington, D.C. pen show. It's a 12-month calendar.
It's laminated.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably about 12 by...
Six, maybe.
Yeah, about a foot by... I don't know. It's long and narrow. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, well, and Lisa likes it because it has...
my dream pen.
The dream pen that we can't seem to pull the cord on.
Maybe soon.
The Aurora 75th anniversary.
Yep.
So that's on there. And interestingly enough, the calendar was actually made here in Wisconsin. So that's why that was one of the reasons why Nancy gave it to us. So that's
that
going
cool.
up. And a couple more things. Yesterday we had our first visitor to the pen room. Our good friend Dave. Stopped by for a visit to look at some pens.
And to check out the progress. Dave's been here a number of times over the years.
Yep. And in fact, he's going to be coming back this afternoon. Probably, I think he might be bringing his wife, Julie, to look at some more pens. So I guess that means we better make some progress. So he's got something else to look at.
Ooh, we better hurry then.
But we've got the pens and we've got some ink up. Speaking of ink, you can talk about this. The question usually comes up with regards to vintage inks. Are they safe to use in fountain pens?
A lot of people find bottles of ink that are older, or you see them for sale, And of course, the first question is, you know, can I use them? As long as they are fountain pen ink, it should be fine. But often you'll find the bottles that have dried residue. And often they are safe to use. Use some water to slowly reconstitute it. But if there's any kind of scum or mold, definitely no. Just clean it out and use the bottle just as an ink bottle, you know, decoration, whatever. Oftentimes, if you score an old bottle of ink, maybe in a discontinued color, if you add water, you know, literally drop by drop until you get the color that looks about right, stir it up, let it sit again for a little bit, and try it in a dip pen first or something that is very easy to clean, and just try a tiny bit. Sometimes it may be a little bit diluted, but that's why you go slow.
So pretty much the rule is if there's any sediment or sometimes what we call, you might see on pen forms, SITB, which stands for stuff in the bottle.
Insert any other S word.
Any other word that begins with S, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty. Now, I have heard of some people going to extreme lengths, which I wouldn't do, but filtering it out with cheesecloth. And
then don't you lose some of the ink?
Well, you do. And ink is not that expensive. So,
right.
You know, don't buy it in the first place, I guess. But now, what about cartridges?
The same thing. Often you'll find cartridges that are still sealed that are only half full because the water has evaporated. I don't know how. If it's in a sealed plastic cartridge, I'm not sure where it goes.
Well, the plastic is porous.
Is it?
Yep, to some degree.
Well, apparently, I guess over the years. Again, the same thing. Use a syringe and, again, add just drop by drop until it seems to be reconstituted. Stir it. And, again, always err on the side of caution. Not every vintage ink will come back in a good mixture. You don't know how it's been stored. You don't know if the cap was partially off. If you add ink to a cartridge, it may work out great. It may not. But again, test it in something safe or disposable first.
Yeah, don't put it in your 75th anniversary Aurora, probably.
No.
Well, that's a piston, so.
Yeah. But, it may be a terrific way to use a discontinued ink that you like. Mm-hmm. Recently, I found, what did we have? Some old bottle.
Was it the Penman?
Maybe, yeah. And it just depends on how they've been stored. If a lot of the water has been, what's the word I'm looking for?
Evaporated.
And you're left with what feels like pond scum, I wouldn't try it. But if it's dried down to flakes, it can't hurt to at least try to reconstitute it.
Pond scum sounds like a name for a interesting color.
I bet Noodlers has one. Noodlers, they have cool names.
Noodlers pond scum.
Kind of a greenish blue, kind of a muted color. I'm going to email Nathan and see what he thinks. Anderson Penn's pond scum.
Yeah, that's going to end up being our exclusive color.
Yes, I like that.
Speaking of ink storage, maybe that's a good segue into how should we store ink?
Send it to me and I'll take care of it for
you. P.O. Box 732.
Well, where do you keep yours?
I keep mine in your office. It's where I keep my ink.
Beautiful.
I don't use a whole lot of different kinds of ink. I'm kind of a black, blue-black kind of guy. But my most precious ink, the stuff that I really, really, really love, this stuff right here.
The stuff you hoard.
That Lisa actually was able to find a box for me in Detroit, which surprised me to no end. But I keep them, if I can, in the original box. So whenever, and this is Mont Blanc Bordeaux for those that are listening and not watching the video, but I use it and then I seal it up right away and then put it right back in the box and then it goes back on the shelf. You want to keep it kind of out of the way of heat and the sunlight, and that's kind of how I keep mine.
I thought you were just hiding it from me.
Well,
there's a method to your madness.
Well, now you know where they are.
Yep.
But
you need to keep it out of the heat, out of the sunlight, in a box, in a cabinet, in a drawer. Try not to speed up the evaporation. I actually have much of my ink in a kind of like a big shadow box on my wall, but it doesn't get much direct sunlight. Rest of it we do kind of keep in a drawer or tucked away in a cabinet.
That's how we do it.
Yep. Let's see, sometimes you'll find ink bottles that have clearly been stored in the sunlight, or maybe they sat in a storefront window and you see some fading. Those are often the ones that are evaporated down to flakes. So they've been exposed to both heat and sunlight. So go slow, be careful.
Yeah, and most of the name brand inks, for the most part, Parker Quinck, Schaefer Scripp, usually are the best. They handle their age better than the rest. So
Carter's does well. I've reconstituted Carter's. Several Carter's. Okay. And the bottles are just really cool.
I don't think I've had any Carter's in a long, long time. So
I don't think I have any. I've used them all up.
Yeah, yeah, they are cool. Carter's Sanford. I've used Sanford before. They come in the little tiny bottles. Those worked well for me too. So your mileage may vary, but that's kind of our take on the ink. So
there you go. What else is new on the website since we've been unpacking?
Oh my! I think we've mentioned in the past two podcasts some of the things that we picked up.
Yep.
We've finally been able to get I have finally been able to get a couple of these items up on the site, some of them are pretty impressive, I must say.
We've been fighting over some of them.
Well, yeah, the first one we'll talk about. I just can't make a decision here. I really can't.
Just take one. Do you remember the whole whining thing? Whichever one you're going to whine about the most, just pick that one.
Well, I don't know. So we in Dallas, we became dealers for Tascha pens. If you haven't heard of Tascha, I'm probably not surprised. It's spelled TacciA. Really, really, I'm kind of impressed. They're kind of nice pens, a nice price point. They have some that are very, very interesting. This one right here, if you can see, in fact, it's so big it almost doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit in the pen.
This is a very large pen. This is the Staccato, and it's got gold fill trim. It's got three cap bands. It's a very, very large pen. Nice polish to it. Yeah, it's big.
Big.
A nice two-tone steel nib.
It's a nice pen. It's very, very distinguished elegant.
Yeah. It's got black jewels on the cap and the barrel. And just to give you kind of an idea how big it is, by comparison.
Just that nib comparison thing again.
No. This is a 5 Twisby 540 on the top. It's a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't really, or if you don't have a Twisby 540, here's a Lamy All Star. So
it's definitely a big pen.
Yeah, it's got a little room, and when it posts nice. And I may take this one.
Oh.
And it posts quite well, but it's a big pen. I can't really compare the 540 because 540 is not meant to post. It just posts awkward to begin with. So.
But this one's a pretty pen. It's done nicely. The trim is really pretty.
Just to give you an idea.
It's a big pen.
Yeah, it's a little bit longer even than the All-Star, which is pretty big to begin with. The girth is nice. It's not too big. I actually wish we had a...
Like a Pelican 1000.
Yeah, or a Mont Blanc 146. I mean, it's... Or
149.
149, maybe. I don't think it's not as... the girth is not as big as a 149, but it's a cartridge converter pen. It's really nice, classy. I mean, you can even use it, you know, if you don't like it posted, if it's too big, it's really a good size, even unposted.
So I could buy you a Pelican 1000 and a Mont Blanc 149 and write it off as research.
I'm listening.
Just for you viewers.
Right.
I'll do that.
Right after the show, we're actually doing some orders, right? So we just put a 1000 on the list. The what? Black, maybe?
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Help me out here.
All right. Moving on. That's the Staccato. It's a senior sized pen. It's really kind of nice. The finish on it is really excellent. I mean, they're quite polished. They're beautiful. This one is probably the next one that we picked up is probably one that Lisa's going to take. It's a little bit smaller of a pen, but this is the also along with the musical theme. This is the Legato.
That's a pretty pen. Yeah,
and actually, there's two of them, and they're equally stunning.
They did a nice job.
I don't know if you can see that. The top one is a blue swirl, and the bottom one is a red marble. The bottom one reminds me of...
Dave said a bowling ball.
Well, yeah. I guess I haven't been bowling in a while. I haven't noticed bowling balls, but...
Ooh, maybe we need a research date and go bowling.
Okay.
Didn't somebody used to make pens out of bowling balls?
Well, I don't know. I remember the discussion somewhere, but I just don't remember who it was or... Well, I mean, bowling balls are ebonite, I believe.
I don't know.
Or was it acrylic? I don't know. But this red one, burgundy, what is the official name for it? Burgundy swirl or
burgundy
something like
coral.
That. Burgundy coral, I think it is. Reminds me of some of, wasn't there a Parker Challenger that was kind of this color?
I don't know.
It's a very vintage looking pattern. I like it. It's got a nice... And the section, of course, is the same.
Which is really a nice
which
feature.
Which is nice. And you can't really see it on the burgundy, but on this one, the blue one, which is called Arctic Mist, the jewels are the same material as the rest of the pen. And so you can see the little swirl, the white marks on the jewel, which is kind of cool.
Is it Arctic Mist or Arctic Swirl?
It's Arctic something.
I think it's Swirl.
Is it? But nice steel nib.
Pretty.
Cartridge converter.
Hey, I bet your Mont Blanc Bordeaux ink would look great in that.
Oh my goodness. It might. Just to give you an idea, size wise too, I'll compare. Just
skipping right over that.
I'm just skipping right over that.
Is that the Staccato at the top?
Yep. Yeah. So it's
that's a big
actually,
pen.
I don't have it lined up quite right. And just to compare it to, say, that the Twisby 540, which a lot of people are familiar with, is a little bit shorter. You can see just a hair shorter.
Is that one the fine? You can just leave that out for me.
I just leave this one out. It's a broad. I'm sorry.
All right. I'll have to check the shelves of the store downstairs.
So we have those. And then really the, I don't know if this is one of the top of the line pens, but...
These are beautiful.
We can't make a decision here. This is the Premier, which has, this is the Amethyst. It has this kind of a check pattern on the barrel.
Sort of reminds me of the old Parker Mosaics,
yes.
Only this is much prettier.
Yeah. The Amethyst is kind of cool. And now each one has this nice cap band, which is really kind of almost a filigree look to it. Very exquisite. Nice. Now, this is a big pen. This is even bigger than
this is a big pen.
The Legato. The Amethyst has a black cap. But let's see if I can compare these two. Well, actually, posted, it's shorter.
Oh.
Which is interesting, but
it's bigger in girth, though,
yes,
isn't it?
It's a fat pen, but it's not really too fat. It sits in my hand fairly well, but it has the same number 6 size nib, and the section is the same material, a checked pattern.
Amethyst is really pretty.
Yeah, the amethyst is pretty, but this one right here.
Just take it, because if you don't, I might.
It's the only one we got in.
Oh, it's
look
gorgeous.
At that. They did the cap, the same material.
Absolutely.
This is the olive.
Gorgeous.
Really, really super, super pretty pen.
Can't we swap nibs or something?
Well, it's a medium.
I mean, I
have to put it at an angle because it's so big.
It's a beautiful,
beautiful
pen.
Beautiful pen. High polish. Go ahead.
I thought when I saw it originally with the mosaic pattern on both the barrel and the cap, that the trim band. The cap band might be a little bit much, but it's a nice touch.
It's tasteful. It's really, in fact, and that's one of my biggest beefs about a lot of these modern pens is they have to splatter their name all over the pen.
On the clip, on the cap band.
Yeah. And in fact, this one doesn't even have, the only place the name is on the nib, actually. It's not even on, I don't see anything on the barrel, but the Premier comes in this kind of cool, Lisa likes this.
Little
leather box. Shouldn't even say leather. But it's about the same color as one of Lisa's handbags.
My newly acquired little coach.
Oh, yeah, there we go. But it has you can fit a watch in there if you want. It's got a little thing, and then you can fit a second one. So it's a nice two pen case. It zips up.
It almost looks, ladies, like a traveling jewelry box.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you'd put all your jewelry in. But it's really nice, a little cushy, really impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's and for the price, it's pretty. I think it's pretty reasonable.
Yep. And the pen is just gorgeous.
Yeah, I kind of want them all.
No.
Can we take one of each?
Maybe? Thanks for playing.
There's only 4, so.
I know. All right, what else?
Well,
let's pick something that, I don't know what else. How about the vintage?
For the vintage fans, we picked up some interesting pens, and we talked about them, I think, a little bit after Dallas, but we picked up a large collection of...
baggie full.
Yeah, these are new old stock Merlin 33s. These are all button fillers with 14-karat nibs. And some of them have really, really cool plastics. The gray marble is just kind of outstanding. It's really, really cool. But then they also have a number of them that are in a stripe pattern. This is the burgundy or the red stripe. There's a copper. There's a blue stripe. And actually, they're very similar to the Skyline Moire pattern. Mm-hmm. In fact, our remote correspondent, Mike Beiler, sent me a picture of one of them next to a Skyline in the same pattern. So,
very cool.
Very cool. They're smaller. I shouldn't say smaller pens, but they are a little bit smaller.
They are. They fit... better in my hand than some of the bigger pens.
Yeah, posted. They're pretty. They're okay size.
Yeah,
you can see that. But
they're not tiny. It's not like a ring top.
No. It's not like the M320 Pelican which is tiny. But this is, it's a good pocket size.
Yep.
For men, especially with today's pockets that are way too short. I don't know what their people are putting in those pockets, but so, we got a number of those in, which was cool. And they're all new old stock. And the thing about these is these were actually, and this is probably in the 80s, I think. I don't know if I have the date correct, but I'm sure Mike will let me know if I'm wrong. One of the spouses of one of the Merlin salesmen, I think it was a salesman or somebody from the company, had 10,000 of these sitting in various baggies, caps here, barrels here, sections and nibs here, and sold them all 10,000 of them. And then they had to be assembled. So
I want that job.
Yeah, that's where these came from. That lot of 10,000. I mean, and apparently there are 56 unique color combinations.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So I'm not totally not counting.
Nope.
We're not keeping them. Speaking of ink, and actually you're probably more the expert on this one than I. We did get in a pretty scarce, would you say?
They no longer make it. I don't know that they ever came in big bottles.
Okay.
I don't know that I remember ever seeing them in a big bottle. Could be wrong.
This is a 12 milliliter bottle, so it's tiny.
Yeah, little, you know, bigger, like the size of your, I don't know, bigger than your thumb. But
it's King's Schaefer King's Gold.
It's really a pretty color. We'll have a swab of it up on the website maybe tonight or tomorrow morning. Really, really pretty. But part of the excitement is that, much like some of the other discontinued Schaefer ink, you just can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the Schaefer script and the black and the blue black, you know, you see in their bigger bottles, usually dried up in antique stores everywhere. But this stuff, you just don't see.
Yeah, and these were actually kept in boxes too. So, I mean, they're,
yep.
I tip them over. I mean, they're perfect. They're really nice.
Yep. Yeah. So I may have to snag one of those for myself.
They're tiny. You could tuck it in your pocket.
Ooh.
Yeah. You probably get, quite a few fills out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It holds a lot more than you think.
So,
but I don't recall that they ever came in the normal big bottle. But this was a great find. I know that people really did like it back in the day when you could get it. So
yeah, so we have a few of them, but we'll see how long they last. We also picked up some repair manuals, which were kind of neat. Again, I didn't grab one, but we have a couple of different Parker vacuumatic repair manuals and things like that. So those went up. They're interesting. They're small booklets. They're designed for the dealer in the day, and some of them revolve around the Parker vacuumatic fitting block, which I have talked about before. And actually, one of our very first blog posts, I have a reproduction copy of the fitting block, and it's a really interesting tool. But these manuals show how that fitting block is to be used for pretty much every repair of the vacuumatic, the dual folds, any pen with, you know, during that period. So those are up on the site now. Those are kind of interesting historical perspective. We've got some Schaefer pen trays, which
are
nice.
Cool.
We're going to grab a couple of those for ourselves. I think they're nice. They're the classic red border with the Schaefer white dot. And logo and a gray, almost a vinyl-like tray that fits 12 pens in.
Yeah.
And lastly, coming up soon, hopefully this afternoon, if I'm not too busy doing other stuff, we have probably 1920 more Esterbrook going up. So,
awesome.
Keep your eyes out on that. Some nice J's, J pens, some of the large, but actually quite a few full-size J's going to be in that lot, so. Interesting stuff. So
cool. I do have a question about the repair manuals.
Okay.
You said something about dealers. Now, would this have been something that the dealers would give out to a customer?
No, this was for the dealers if a customer came back with a pen that they needed to repair, this is how to repair the vacuumatic. And
so this is the secret stuff that the public didn't normally have access to.
Yes, yeah, the public wouldn't get this at all, so.
Ooh, so we're revealing Schaefer and do we have?
It's Parker and Schaefer? Yeah, just Parker. We have some other booklets too that are up on the site, the history of Schaefer and things like that. But the repair manuals are Parker only.
Cool.
So
all right.
Yeah.
I'll come downstairs and study later.
Of a study session.
There you go.
We don't have any chairs down here, but we'll just
The floor is comfy and warm, and the new rugs are cushy, so okay. I'm good.
All right.
So, what else do we need to do?
Boy, I think that's it, isn't it?
No, I think there's like one more thing.
There's one
people are waiting for.
What are people waiting
I think
for?
I've had a couple emails about who won.
What is today? Say the 7th?
I think 7th. It might be. Did we have something we were supposed to do?
What was it? We're going to give something away? Were we giving something away? Didn't we do that last week?
No. I think this is it.
All right.
Woo, giveaway.
The back to school giveaway.
Awesome.
Let me grab the stash of.
Some of them were hysterical.
Yes, some of them are really, really fun.
We had a good time reading them.
Actually, I'm gonna pull one out, a couple of them out right here. These are the ones we talked about last week.
Yep, that
vintage,
was cool.
Vintage 40s, and when you open it up, there's a number of. Actually, there's the backside too. Colored postcards.
What a Christmas card.
Yeah, here is an actual piece of V-mail. So this is wartime, World War II.
That was cool.
You open it up, and it gives you the instructions on the back. It tells you how to use it, and actually, and then what they do is, in fact, I'll just read it here for those who are not familiar. V-mail service provides the most expeditious dispatch and reduces the weight of mail to and from personnel of our armed forces outside the continental United States. When addressed to points where microfilm equipment is operated, a miniature photographic negative of the message will be made and sent by the most expeditious transportation available for reproduction and delivery. The original message will be destroyed after the reproduction has been delivered.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, they would make a little microfilm of it, and then this is destroyed.
That's cool.
But,
so I should scan that and destroy it in honor of...
No, I don't think so. What else did we get? Oh, here's one.
Did we get a Christmas card or something?
Here is a recipe.
That one. That made me mad.
For apple dumpling.
I got hungry.
I think for that one. We did get a Christmas card. I think it was maybe one of the first ones. So
we got a bunch of cool stuff.
And quite a few.
The Raisin Bran.
We got some Canada, Australia. Where else did we get some from? Canada, where's one? Australia.
We got a bunch.
Yep.
So let's pick one.
All right. So why don't you go to, I'm looking through, see if there's any other.
Random?
Random.org?
I think so. Yes. All right. One through X many. Generate. Ready? Dun, dun, dun. Number 22.
Oh,
is
my goodness.
The winner.
22. So number 22, please contact us. All right.
Must be present to win.
Let's see who it is. I'm pulling it out right now.
All right.
And last month, we shipped our prize off to Turkey. This month, we are going to Thornhill, Ontario, Canada.
Ooh.
And Janardon. Jay is the winner. So
awesome.
He writes, let's see what he wrote here. Chose a medium flex nib for this sheet of Tamo River paper. Saw us on FP Geeks. And he says, I would like to join the contest for the back to school giveaway since all my pen money has gone to tuition. So
awesome. And let's see, what does he get? He gets a choice of the Monteverde Artista Crystal.
Yep.
Two packages of the Pelican International Carts and one of our very own Proper Pad notebooks.
Yep. So congratulations. We'll be sending that off, email off to you right after this is done. And then you can pick your cartridge and color for the crystal, which is a very cool pen, very nice pen. So, congratulations. Anything else we should cover this week?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Signing off from the pen room. if comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens, write to us. Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or catch us online.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We are on Facebook, facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Website, of course, AndersonPens.net.
And do check out the blog, AndersonPens.net/blog.
And you can join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. See you next week.
Bye.